Sheriff Matt Aller from Audrain County Sheriff's Department is here, and Sergeant Derek Chisholm. And good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you guys in here. A lot of people may be aware, maybe not. I follow it on social media, but you guys had two new canines, and of course that means you were going through some training, and this was, what, maybe about a month ago, 6 weeks, 10 weeks? Tell us a little bit about that.
Let's see. We went to Pennsylvania and selected dogs on May 26th. Is that right?
Yes.
And then we started on the 30th. So it's been of May.
Of May.
The Tuesday after Memorial Day. So it has been a long, long, say, 9 or 10 weeks.
I can only imagine, because you guys were doing this in the heat of the summer whenever we were having a triple-digit heat out there and training brand-new dogs, of course, about 18 months old, and the name of your canine is Andy, is that right,
Sheriff? Andy with an I, yes.
Yes.
She's a female. Not too many female police dogs around this area, but yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what you went through in that training and what all that entailed, if you will.
Dog tried to kill me.
Oh, no. Bottom line.
Going from Apollo to a high-drive young dog is quite a chore. A lot of energy built up there. But as far as training goes, it was fun. I mean, it's really, and Derek will probably tell you this, it may come up, it's kind of a roller coaster. You really hit high spots where things are going really great, and then the roller coaster goes down the hill, and you know you're going, my God, this is never going to work. It's emotionally, it's wonderful. You have happy times, and then there are days you're just so frustrated you can't stand it. Physically, it's very demanding. You're running pretty much every place you go. We'd start at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning with outdoor stuff like tracking and obedience and stuff like that. And you'd sweat through your clothes two or three times before 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, before you moved to stuff you could do inside. It was quite a deal. Very gratifying to take a what we call a green dog and turn it into a certified police dog, though.
Sergeant Chisholm, we'll pass the microphone over here. Your canine's name is Jax,
yes,
I understand it.
Correct.
Just kind of talk about, from your aspect, how training went and maybe how you'll apply some of that here to the Audrain County Sheriff's Department.
So this would be my second time training through a green dog. So this dog is a lot different. He's a lot more energetic than Chow was. Chow had his own personality. He had a laid-back personality. This dog, he's a young pup, but he's a very good dog. So in training, it was new to me. That aspect was new to me just because of his higher drive. As far as training and stuff like that, it was hot.
Very hot.
Ticks. And ticks. And ticks were everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Ticks, yeah.
But we got through it. Everybody got through it. For here, same as applies to Chow. I mean, we're going to do what we can do on the street and assist agencies within the county when requested for narcotic sniffs and tracking and stuff like that. But we're available and open for business.
Absolutely. Sheriff Aller, we'll bring it back over to you. Have you guys had any calls for your canines? Have they been able to go on any chases yet?
So I have not had any. Of course, we're 10 or 12 days out, but I think Derek's been called
a couple times,
and I think disregarded both mm-hmm. times, because you know whatever the call was, came to resolution before he arrived. But it's a whole other matter. But you know, if I don't have the time to put on social media every single thing that comes up, right? I'd have to have a full time person doing that. We get a lot more use out of these police dogs than the average person realizes. So when you start looking at numbers, you look at any agency around us, right? I'm going to pull Cole County, for example. They've got all of Cole County, I think they're about 60,000, 70,000 total, Jeff City and Cole County. They've got three police dogs countywide. So that's about one for every 10 or 12,000. When you look at Columbia, Boone County, I believe, counting MU, there's 11 police dogs there for 180,000 people, so one for every 13 or 14,000. So we've got two here for 26,000, so we're right on track with what the normal numbers are for police dogs in a given populace.
Most certainly. Now, what's the typical span that these dogs will work for the Audrain County Sheriff's Department? How many years?
Man, so I'll tell you, a lot of that is going to depend on the dog. And I can kind of relate this a little bit to the two dogs we just retired, right? So Derek and I were already talking about Chow's retirement. Chow's big dog. 85 pounds.
Yeah, right.
86 pounds, something like that. Of course, the bigger the dog, the harder it is on them. You know, in and out of the car, it's harder on their joints, just harder on them physically. And we had already been talking about in 2023 at some point, or probably 24, retiring Chow. I mean, he was starting to slow down, starting to get some age and wear on him. Whenever this Amendment 3 popped up and we were forced to retire both of our dogs. However, Apollo, now when you start looking at him, he's a 55-pound dog. I suspect he probably would have went another 3 or 4 years. Very lightweight dog, very easy on his joints. I mean, he's still completely able to jump a 10-foot fence. He just did it at my house not too long ago. He jumped out of his kennel. So, I mean, a lot of that depends on the dog. But a nice lightweight, not Jax. Jax is a very lightweight little dog for being a German Shepherd. He may go a good long time. So, I mean, the way our policy's written, the handler, a trainer, and a veterinarian all need to decide if they see a physical or mental deficiency in the dog that would warrant retirement. So, I mean, it's going to be dog dependent, but In the grand scheme of things, on averages, you can talk about 6 or 7 years.
Okay.
Is what you'll see out of a police dog, say Chow size.
Very nice. So they are both certified. Everything's certified, and you guys are completely done with the training, and it's time to get them out there, right?
Well, so yeah, we're certified. Now you can't ever say completely done with training, because the training continues every day, pretty much.
We've kind of covered a little bit of this, but you know, they're kind of wondering. One person has a question about how legalizing marijuana in Missouri has changed the canine aspect. If you guys can kind of talk about that, kind of.
Yeah, so what legalizing marijuana did was forced us to retire our two dogs that were imprinted on marijuana. So the two new dogs are not imprinted on marijuana. They're not trained to detect that. I'll let Derek talk a little bit about that.
Certainly.
Yeah, the new dogs, they're not imprinted on marijuana, so we won't have that issue. But as far as what it's done to change what's occurred with our old dogs, before Amendment 3 even passed, well, I guess shortly after Amendment 3 passed and before Chow and Apollo were even retired, the dogs were decommissioned for narcotic sniffs. So, I mean, we weren't using them unless somebody was, you know, we had to track somebody or something. But
so we were using them for patrol work.
Patrol, just typical patrol work.
And schools, mm-hmm. Facilities, prisons, places where Amendment 3 didn't apply.
Gotcha.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Correct.
All right. Well, guys, I appreciate you coming in and talking about these dogs getting trained up. I know you're glad to have the training over, and we certainly appreciate your visit this morning.
Yep.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Us.